I'm super excited to be here. I'm looking forward to many more conventions. I'm looking forward to all of us sitting in those reserved seats, such that we're going to have people sitting in the back of these convention centers saying, you know, oh, bring more reserved seats in. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Rudy. That was powerful. Did you guys enjoy that?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a little bit hot, Andre, the volume, just a little bit. Okay, so I'm giving you practical examples because sometimes it's easy to tell the story, and I wanted you to see the truth by having the gentleman that I'm telling you the story about here to validate that story. That makes it very real in your mind. These things happen, and they happen every day because you want them to happen. They're not going to happen just to happen. They're going to happen because you want them to happen. That's why I told you to brainwash yourself. And on your canvas, why don't you add to your canvas that you painted when we first started talking? And folks, if you walked in late, I know this is over your head. We painted canvases with our eyes closed, and we said whatever you can paint will come true. Are you a realist or are you a dreamer? Because the dreamers live an extraordinary life. Realists live a mediocre life. If you want to have an extraordinary life, become a dreamer and give yourself permission to dream. That's what we talked about. So now you're up to speed. So now, what about if your canvas that you painted, what if that canvas had you having a conversation with people every day? And just multitudes of people were coming out of the woodwork because you were opening up that conversation by saying hi and greeting people. You have no idea where hi will go to, or in this case, where fish tacos will go to. I said, must be great fish tacos, and that turned into something special. Okay, there's another gentleman here that I met in a Cracker Barrel. And this happened about 5 months ago. 5 or 6 months ago. And, you know, restaurants are great because you're there anyways and you're surrounded with strangers. And you have strangers around you every day that you don't take advantage of because you're thinking you have to have some magical statement that comes out of your mouth and it's just,
hi.
Hi. So when the manager of Cracker Barrel comes up to you and says, I'm the manager of Cracker Barrel, how's your meal today? Can you just say hi? Can you mean it when you say hi? And don't be a jerk. Don't be, you know, somebody that doesn't know what they want out of life. Be confident. Be happy. Be joyful. Look them in the eyes and say, thanks for coming and checking on us. Because of you and your extraordinary skills as the manager of Cracker Barrel, my meal is perfect. Thank you. How'd that make him feel? Because things like that don't happen every day. More importantly, when he says, you look sharp, what are you doing? I said, instead of here's how I literally answered him, and I'll have him validate this in just a second, so if I'm not saying something accurate, he can correct me if I'm incorrect. So when he said, why do you look so sharp? We had just finished a boot camp with my good compadre and comrade, unbelievable leader, coach, mentor, author, Barb Pitcock over there. Give her a hand. We had just finished a boot camp, and it was late. You know, you got to admit, after a day of speaking and just pouring your guts out to everybody, you'd get tired after 2 days. And so it was a different kind of tired, though. Not a depressing, downtrodden tired. It was just like, wow, just given like everything. And we just kind of sauntered into a Cracker Barrel, and we sat down, and lo and behold, we had this experience with the manager of Cracker Barrel. So when he says, why do you look so sharp? I didn't rattle off some great statement. I asked him a question. Here was the question. I said, that's a great question. I said, can I ask you a question? Remember I said permission is really key, right? So why would I bother to make statements if he doesn't want to hear them? That's how you turn people off. You turn people off when you're talking and they don't want to listen. So you have to give permission. So he asked me a question. I don't know if he wants to hear what I have to really say. It's kind of like when somebody says, hey, how you doing? Fine. Are they really doing fine? How do you know they're doing fine? They're not doing fine. They just said that because they don't want to talk to you. They should say, you know what? I got some things on my mind. Do you have 30 minutes? That's how people should answer the question if they're telling the truth. So I needed permission. So I said, great question. Can I ask you a question? He says, absolutely. And I said, what's your name, your tag? I said, Claudio, right? He goes, yeah, Claudio. I said, great to meet you, Claudio. My name's Scott. And he said, nice to meet you. I said, here's my question for you. Do you love what you're doing with your life as the manager of Cracker Barrel, or are you looking for something?